This is Banging on the Drum. It is another beautiful day in West Central Wisconsin, and welcome to episode 147 of Banging on the Drum. Please remember to go out there, like, subscribe, download, and we would really appreciate it. We're getting super good, so share it with your friends.
Super good.
Yep, too good at this. But as always, I am your host, P-Dog, joined alongside our other host, M-Dog. And M-Dog, how's it going today?
So doing great. I'm going to just drop what we're getting into. We're going to do the overs and unders. We're going to do just the tip of the week, observation of the week from Pat. And then we're going to drop what we learned about the Bucks and the Badgers moving forward. So got a good episode coming up here.
We did a good job. I think I like my observation of the week this week, but we'll see when we get there.
I think I got a great tip for the people of the community this week. It's a great one.
So, all right.
Ingenious.
Let's hear your overs and unders for this week.
All right. So I'll start with my unders. So I hurt my neck, which is kind of putting a damper on my day today. I got home from the Badger game. I went to the girls Badger game with my daughter, which was that's an over, but now my neck hurts. No idea why.
Like I got a couple pretty ideas substantial. Why.
Yeah, just doing stupid shit.
I seen a picture of you on your knees this weekend.
That's true. You did see a picture of that Friday night. And so, so I did lose as a coach to one of my wrestlers, to Pat's nephew, right?
Oh,
Pat's nephew.
Go get him.
Whooped up the kid I was coaching. Pretty good wrestler, Pat's nephew. The kid that I was coaching, he's good too. I'm not gonna put him down. He's a good wrestler, but I think he just doesn't have quite as much time in. He'll get it next year.
It was pretty funny. So my sister was questioning my nephew about the guys that he wrestled, because I think that was he finally put something together, because I think that's his first time taking first. And I think it's his first time in the top two, because those things are usually like, what, four or five guys. This one happened to be five guys.
They might have had five guys in their thing. I wasn't paying that much attention to like that bracket necessarily, but
they did. But yeah, he pinned three of the kids, and then the kid you were coaching didn't get pinned. My sister asked him, so what do you think changed? And he's like, I think I pay attention to people's weaknesses more and I try to exploit them, which is pretty
interesting.
Yeah. And she goes like, what was this kid's weakness? And he would like say something, you know. It's an astute thought, but it wasn't like his answers weren't like that, like pinpoint, like, oh, I see. Yeah, like he was leaving his left side open, so I was going to attack. Yeah. But he got to the kid that you were helping out, and he was like, no, that kid was good. He didn't have any weaknesses. So
he
did say that was the toughest guy.
But Finn put him on his back probably three times, and this kid just is pretty flexible. And like, it's hard to pin flexible kids. It really is. That is very, very challenging. If they can like move their arm up or behind their head or whatever, like getting them on their back and keeping them there is like, actually getting them on their back isn't that hard, but keeping them on their back is like impossible for kids that are like exceptionally flexible. And this kid seems to be that, right? I was watching him. His head was like, his elbow was like touching his opposite ear or something. It was pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But anyway, got a loss in the old coaching career for that one. And then, so this morning I asked my daughter, or my wife asked my daughter, to explain March Madness to her brother. And the first thing that she said is, in music class, Mr. E allows you to take two songs against each other and they battle it out. She didn't go with basketball, which she loves the like March Madness brackets, like gets really into it, watches games because she has somebody picked, right? But when asked about March Madness, her first go-to was, in music room, we get to pick two songs and let them battle it out. And that hurt me a little bit. Like, I thought she'd go with the basketball.
That teacher's awesome. I wish we had, had teachers do stuff like that.
And to be fair, it's a great way to like get kids engaged in music and like show them the difference between a bunch of different styles too.
Yeah, no, I love that idea. And honestly, we're stealing that idea some point. Yeah.
Right.
That's our tease. We got something in the pipeline.
In the pipeline. Yeah. So like, but it disappointed me that like, that's where she went. Like, she could have just went like, it's a basketball tournament thing. And then like, you also get to do these cool things at school with other stuff. But the first thing, and then she didn't even think of the basketball stuff when my wife and I started making fun of her.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's kids always have like what's fresh in their mind. Like,
yeah. And probably what impacts them the most. Right. And so that thing was cool for her at school. And so like impacted her more. All right. I'll get into my overs. I had a bunch for everything. I did get to like, so my middle son was in the wrestling tournament at Brookwood that Pat's nephew's at. And so he had a little bit rougher weekend than Pat's nephew by every match. But, I enjoy watching him do it. He seems to really, he likes it. Like, win or lose, like, he likes being out there. He likes to complain that the other people cheat, but he enjoys wrestling, which is fun. I did get to see Pat's nephew just dominate kids left and right. So, it was weird because, and not that the gym at Brookwood is huge, but I sat literally two rows in front of your sisters.
Yeah, so. I heard you got recognized as a celebrity this week.
Celebrity. And if they would have had the boys come do it, like, that would have, I would have been like, what the, who the fuck? Even if your brother-in-law would have done it, I don't know if I would have recognized him right off the jump. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've met him probably once or twice, like, not a ton of times, but if like, or like Oliver, like, that's the oldest one, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he would have done it, I would have been like, why do you know that? Like, what's going on here? But your sisters, I recognize both of them. So, but it was weird to me that I sat like directly in front of them.
Yeah. Well, how long did it take you to figure out?
Well, so they said something to me. I didn't notice them when I walked in. And they're like, oh, are you from banging on the drum? And I was like, oh, hey, how are you guys doing? Because Emily, I would have recognized, like, if I had seen, like, cross paths with her, I think. Yeah. That I didn't like notice her sitting up there. So, but kind of cool. And then, today, my daughter and I went and watched the Badger game, which I kind of mentioned, which wasn't great, but Kennedy got to be in like the handshake line as they came out, which is pretty cool. So
she was pumping them up.
Yep. The elementary. So I think DeForest, one other school, I can't remember the other school that was there. And then Brookwood. Got to be down there. There a couple elementary basketball groups or youth basketball groups. Like our whole youth, anybody from our youth program could have went. DeForest only had like certain classes though.
This short break is brought to you by the military. And that break was brought to you by a butt dial. So. My bad. People are going to be pissed because I'm not going to cut that out of the episode. Oh, maybe I can somehow, but they're just going to think phone's ringing in there. I hate when that happens when I'm listening, but.
Yeah. Where was I at? I think I just said that I took my daughter to the Badger game and they got stomped, but she got to like give high fives. And there was a couple other schools there, but our whole youth program went down today. Anybody who wanted to, free tickets.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, I haven't heard much about Badgers women's basketball, but
so Badgers women basketball did not appear to be like exceptional by any means.
Who were they playing?
Michigan State.
Okay.
And they didn't even open either of the upper two tiers in the Kohl Center. So I think if you want to take in some like you want to become like your kids to become big Badger fans, you could just take them to women's, especially if you got girls. Like, I think it's like $5 for a general admission ticket. Just go take them to every home game.
Sometimes those are
whoop it up a little bit.
Low key, pretty fun. Like when I went to UW Milwaukee, I went to two UW Milwaukee games, and they were both super fun. You're like basically sitting like right on the floor.
Beer was kind of wherever you want, right?
Yeah, like hell a lot cheaper. Like it was a good time.
Yeah. So I think if you have girls and you live in the Madison area and you want them to be like into sports, take them there. I mean, I can't get into a WIAA like high school regional game for, I think it was $6 to get in.
Dang.
And you go to the Badger game for $5.
I wonder when Caitlin Clark's in town if that price gets gouged a little bit.
So one of the families went to the Iowa game this year against the Badgers. And he didn't tell me like how much the tickets were or nothing, but he said they sat in their ramp for 2 hours trying to get out.
That's insane. Yeah.
She's
a draw right now.
She's a huge draw. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sure it goes up depending on the team that's in town, but like, okay, you got to skip the Iowa game. Big whoop. Right.
And you wouldn't want to.
That's the one you don't want to skip.
Yeah. Like, hey girls, this historically good women's college basketball, maybe the best of all time, is coming to town, but we're going to skip that one.
She's the greatest college basketball scorer of all time, easily.
I don't know.
She's going to skip a year. Sure. She's going to skip. She just passed Pistol Pete, who had the men's record for scoring. And then I think like 3 games ago, she passed the whoever the women's one was. And to some extent, like you have to admit that she's the greatest scorer in college basketball, right? Like you don't have to say she's the greatest player that ever played in college basketball. Like, I don't care if you get into that or not. Like, she's the best scorer that ever played in college basketball.
Yeah. I mean, it is funny though that I don't know if I'd want to bring up this point. I stole it from a different show too, but it's funny when like a female is passing up like male athletes, but you never hear like, oh, LeBron James just passed up Lisa Leslie for.
Yeah, that's true. But like, so we were looking at this and because I got a buddy from Iowa that I work with and I'd run this group with him. And we always talk about like Caitlin Clark comes up probably like for at least 10 minutes every week. Cause he loves Iowa sports. Right. And so we looked it up. Iowa played 6-on-6, 3 girls on each side of the court, like mandated on each side of the court until like the mid-90s in high school.
That's insane. I remember
my mom talks about shit they couldn't cross half court and stuff. And I was like, okay, so that happened in like the early 70s. Iowa it was the staple in Iowa until the mid-90s.
And see, I always thought it was you had 2 defenders and 3. So like the defenders couldn't leave the one side of the court or maybe vice versa, maybe 3 defenders and 2.
Yeah. So my buddy would like made it sound like it was 3-on-3. Like,
okay. Yeah.
3-on-3 on each side.
That's different from what I knew. But yeah, I'm sure he knows. Like
right. He probably watched it. Right. So like he was in high school in the 80s in Iowa. So just crazy. When he was like, that happened till like the 90s, I was like, I don't think it did, Steve. Like this is not accurate. And he's like, starts Googling shit. And sure enough. So
yeah, that is insane.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that's all I got for overs and unders. Where are your unders at here, Pat?
You had a good week, man. You did some good documentation. I'm proud of you.
I think all this happened since Friday, so it was kind of easy.
Oh, okay. Did we record funny last week? But yeah.
I think it was Monday at the latest. I think we actually might have done Sunday.
Yeah, we got Sunday. Okay, yeah, that's right. So my under, you did better because yours were more recent. So my under, I've just been forgetting shit a lot. So I think this is going along with trying to like change my schedule. And since I'm reading a book, I'm going to mention it every episode that I'm trying to read a book. But there's been little tips and tricks that I'm trying to implement into my life. which makes me do things a little bit differently in the morning. But the side effect of this, like, it's been mostly good, but I'll just forget shit. Like, there was a day I have a badge to get into my side of the base, forgot that thing. And then I had forgot my CAC one day. So normally I've been remembering about like halfway in, so I'm not all the way there. And then I have to turn around because it's about a 30-minute drive. But that's been happening to me way, way too much lately. And that's so been my under.
What are some of these like tweaks to your routine that have been fucking you up?
So just added things. So I'm, which I also fucked up today, unless I do them after we're done here. Maybe I will, just to prove to myself I can stay disciplined. But just, I'll wake up, try to meditate pretty quickly.
How long?
So I found this program that's given me about, it'll be like a 3-minute like conversation beforehand, like explaining like why this is a good thing. If you're interested, I can send it to you. It's been pretty decent. And then it'll be like a 7-minute, 8-minute meditation. So it ain't too bad.
Roughly 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's usually like 13 minutes, something like that. Okay. And yeah, I don't. And then just trying to stop lollygagging and stuff. So just moving a little bit quicker to get out the door instead of like sitting around. And maybe it's not even a side effect of these. Maybe I just forgot these things. But it's been happening, and it's been happening more lately. So that's what I got there. Then my over. So I kind of been eating whatever I want lately. Still pretty decent. Today I ate like shit, but so I've been afraid of the scale. Probably hadn't stepped on it for like 2 weeks, just assuming I was like nil, like didn't gain weight, didn't lose weight. Maybe if anything, thought I would have gained weight. And I was like, screw it, I'm just going to step on the scale. And I was down 4 pounds. So that made me feel good about my running nice routine. And then my last thing was Finn's first place that we already hammered home. So that was pretty cool to see that he turned the corner and was turning into a little bit of a wrestling stud. Yep.
So I like it.
Good stuff. That will bring us to Mike's just the tip of the week. Mike, what do you got for just the tip?
All right. So when you're eating tacos, probably mostly crunchy tacos, if you're eating crunchy tacos, always use a tortilla as a plate, and then your next taco is already ready to go.
Ooh, I like that a lot. That is a great tip. I thought they were all going to be like wiener innuendos, but I like where just the tip of the day is going.
It's just the tip, man. Like, it's a tip. Anything that's going to help us out in life.
That's great. And then like, oh yeah. Yeah. No,
like, just throw that like right down as the plate. You don't even have any dishes then either. If you're willing to use that on the table, yeah. Which at my home, I'm definitely willing to do. Other places, maybe not.
Yeah. And even if it is, like, the dishes are probably cleaner than normal. So yeah. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And then you get a crunchy and a soft taco. And then if you a genius, Mike. Where'd you get that from?
The best place, the internet.
Okay. So you just been Googling these bitches, and I'm just thinking you're coming up with some.
No. So like the first, I think I did 3 in our text chat, which I don't think I got through all 3 of those yet. Right?
Yeah, the one.
I had 3. I've done 2 of them, but I think there's one in there in the abyss that I can't find anymore. And one, I just decided like we can give people good tips, right? Just a nice little tip and get their life better. And so now I feel like there's pressure that I have to like have a good one. So I go and I look and I try to find them. So
yeah, no, I like this. I like where that segment's going. Yeah, I'll take that tip any day of the week, Mike.
Yep. Take the tip. Just the tip. All right. On to Pat's observation of the week.
All right. I don't know how this crossed my mind, but so I was thinking of like sequels. Oh, no. I heard this is where it crossed my mind. And this joke is definitely ripped off like Barstool for sure. But like the movie Dune 2 is coming out. And I don't know shit about Dune.
But, so I'm reading the book. It's okay right at the moment.
But okay.
So 150 pages in.
You might like this chick or this this joke then. So the one guy was like, Dune 1's pretty good, but doing two chicks at the same time is way better. Way better.
That, you should have just let it rip as your own joke.
No.
What are the chances these other guys are listening to Barstool? Like 50. Oh,
yeah, very good. I wouldn't. I think that one got around too. It might be in like a viral tweet or something like that. But
I'm gonna try to use it at work with the PCPs, not the patient.
That one made me laugh pretty good.
That's doing, good. One. I like it.
Doing one's good, but doing two chicks at the same oh yeah, that made me laugh quite a bit. But then I was trying to think of like the best sequels of all time. And then I don't know how this popped, but I think the best sequel of all time is World War II. So I feel like I've watched so much more entertaining shit about World War II, whether it's Band of Brothers, The Pacific, currently watching Masters of the Air. That show's pretty sick. But yeah, and I feel like everybody knows shit about World War II. And I think for the most part, everybody's like, oh, this Franz Ferdinand got popped off in a failed like assassination, which is like all time crazy story, how World War I popped off.
Kind of gets started, right? Yeah. All right. So do we need more World War I material, like even fictional material, like Saving Private Ryan? Which might not be completely fictional, right? But mostly fictional.
I'm just talking like from a standpoint too, though. Is like World War II got it like cranked up. So like,
yeah, but so like, but why would that be? Do you think?
Because there was so much cooler shit happened. They go from horses.
There's tanks. Legit, yeah,
they go from
super villain.
Yeah, blimps. Yeah, it's right? Basically what most like. Big time things are based off of, like, even if you look at like the Marvel universe, it's kind of got like a Hitler-y vibe to like what's going on in it. And like,
oh, yeah,
genocide, way cooler ways of fighting. Like World War One, like all you hear is like they were in the trenches, more people died of diseases than getting shot, like things of that nature.
So it's not an action movie. World War One's not an action movie. It's a drama. Right, where like we're trying to like not get sick.
It's more yeah,
like the COVID years, where World War II is like an action, like blow them up, like let's do some shit.
Yeah, and then they like bring it in like Fast and the Furious type shit. They're like, okay, we got the P-51s now. Now we're gonna start freaking just whooping the Luftwaffe. We're gonna eliminate the Luftwaffe with this extra technology that we got. Planes,
and then at the end of it, they're like, that's it. Let's blow up the whole fucking island. And they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Big bombs, everything. Yep. So yeah. So now we're just waiting for World War III to come out and we'll see how that one goes. I don't think the threequel is going to be quite as good as the second one. Second one's going to be tough to beat.
I'm trying to figure out how World War III gets going and who aligns themselves in a real way against like the Allies. So the United States.
Yes. Against the good guys.
I mean, so we're always going to assume the United States is the good guys, whether we are or not. Like we
yeah,
be actively doing shitty things. And still because of us being Americans, we will be on that side. Like,
yeah. Like,
and then we get to write the history of how shit comes out too, right? Because I can't imagine us losing because we're America. Let's go. Pat's working over there to make sure that we always win.
Yeah. Right?
And so like, I can't imagine that we lose. Right.
Yeah.
And so then we get to write that like who was good and who was bad in this thing. Not that like all accounts will be that, oh, this is like, because there's people like us from the other country that are going to be like, these motherfuckers are terrible human beings, right? And that stuff will stick to the internet to some extent.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it would be something. Something happens with Taiwan, and then Taiwan's an ally, and then U.S. has to declare war against China, and then Russia teams up with China somehow. Like, maybe it would be like...
So you have North Korea, China, Russia are your main Axis powers if this goes into this, right? You're probably going to end up with Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan against us.
No. That
you don't think so? You don't. Well, Afghanistan just like basically turned over, like,
yeah, I guess they turned
right back to what they,
yeah,
right.
No, you're right.
And so there's going to be some, let me rephrase this. There's going to be some Middle Eastern powers that are like, fuck the United States. They've been dicking with us for a long time now. What, 30 years?
Yeah. Yeah. Iran would be happy to throw some shots. I'm pretty sure if they got the chance to.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Then like, yeah, but hopefully, so,
like, hopefully that doesn't tied, happen. Yeah, how tied in to like China are other Asian countries? Are they like so South Korea falls with us, Japan falls with us, right?
Yeah.
I guess maybe. I guess if you really think that they're still holding the grudge about World War II, which is possible, maybe they're like, no. If China's going to back us up, we're in.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
I have no clue about too much of the geopolitical scale over there. I'm pretty sure Japan would be more so like, we don't want to get into your shit with China. Like, we have our own shit with them. Like,
yeah, okay.
And then they might end up going into like, yeah, we're going to get the U.S. out of here because... we don't want to play this game. Oh, I don't know though. Maybe they're like, no, like, because we have plenty of a presence in Japan, South Korea.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I think South Korea is
huge, pretty, really.
Yeah. Ride or die with United with States. Us. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I really don't know too much, but hopefully we never have to find out how that one aligns. All right.
Yeah.
That's, I'm going to go.
No World War III. Let's put it out in the universe. Yeah. No World War III.
Yeah, well, let's cut it off at the sequel. Let our great grandparents have all the glory for that one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go on a lighter note with my other observation of the week. So I've been, my side hobby is I'll have a talk radio on when I get in my car. And if it's the Austin Peay baseball team, I'll listen to some baseball on the radio. And I tried to look for the box score a little bit, so I might have been going crazy, but I'm pretty sure one of the players on the team, it was like Austin Peay versus Illinois Southern or something. So like another school I hadn't really heard of too much. They're the Bulldogs of some sort. But a player on the team was named Jackie Robinson. And I thought that was insane to name. If your last name's Robinson, I do not think you can name your kid Jackie anymore. His number's retired. His name should probably be retired if your last name is Robinson.
Is this like, okay, so is this like Jesus in everywhere except for Hispanic cultures? Which isn't really Jesus. It's then Jesus, right? So it changes it a little bit. But like Jesus is essentially a retired name.
Yeah.
In everything except for Hispanic cultures.
Was it? Yeah, I never thought of that. Was it? Do you think there was like quite a few Jesuses walking the earth back when like Jesus stole the name? Like he just ended up being the best Jesus?
I don't know. So that's not what I don't understand about this. What I don't understand is why we're not all named Jesus. Like if you're a Christian, why aren't you naming your kid Jesus?
Yeah, no, I think it's just like a tough standard to live up to. But
like they do that shit all the time. Like, so think of how many people we know that are named Michael or Jordan because of Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's another
anybody one born after 92, like all the Jordans born after 92, like are directly influenced by Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Michael. I wonder if you have some Michael influence in your name. No, because you would have been.
Well, so
Little
possibly. So he's in college from 81 to 85. Now, if my mom and my dad are paying attention to North Carolina college basketball in 81 to 85, I am very surprised. Very, very surprised. Now, they could be. He might be in the zeitgeist that, like, he's huge. They did not want to name me Michael, though. There was, like, three names on the table. And, like, a couple – Patrick got shut down for some reason. And then, like, my dad didn't like it. And then there was one more that got shut down, and I can't remember what it was. And Michael was, like, the third one they fell on.
Yeah. No, I mean, that was good. Like, because you were named after Michael Jordan. I was named after Patrick Ewing. So your namesake was
whooped you every time.
A little bit better than mine. But no, I just think that it's kind of ridiculous. Like a college age kid with the last name Robinson has the first name Jackie. Like it would just like set you up to like always have to talk about that shit like all the time.
And to be fair, like there are a lot of Christians, people named Christian. So I can.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe Jesus is done.
I don't know how to touch Jesus. Cause if I see someone with the name
Jesus, Nazareth,
Jesus, like,
you were just assuming that they're named after Jesus.
No, not at all. Like it doesn't even
me neither. Like, it doesn't click to me. Right. But like, if have you ever met a Jesus walking around? You've seen a lot more people than me, like being in the military, like a lot more cultures. Have you met a Jesus, somebody named Jesus, not Jesus?
No.
I believe there's one in a movie, Jesus Shuttlesworth. It's the one that Ray Allen was in, the movie Ray Allen was
in. And it was a character's name or it was actually the dude's name?
It was a character's name, but I've never heard of a Jesus other than that one. And the Jesus.
Yeah. Now I'm stuck on if Jesus was kind of a common name back in the day, and then Jesus took it, and it's not as common. But yeah, and if you have, so Doherty, is there any famous Dohertys? Like, you can't name your kid the next famous Doherty's name.
Brad Doherty, who was in the NBA for a while. There's the Doherty that was on Charmed, female type.
Okay, I think you
shouldn't laugh. Heather Doherty?
You could still use those ones. But I think if your last name is Jordan, you can't name your kid Michael. If your last name's Robinson, you can't name your kid Jackie. If
my first name or if my last name is Michaels, can I name my kid Jordan Michaels?
Yeah, that plays. But you can't name him Brett though. So
that's fair. That's fair.
There's some names that just need to be retired out there.
Rodgers, I can't go with Aaron.
No, I don't think you can go with Aaron Rodgers.
Thomas Edward Brady, the third or something.
Yeah, I don't think if your last name's Brady, you can't have a Tom anymore. So they're just over.
Your last name is, I want to say Sparks, but that's not the
Bubba.
Leslie, you can't use Lisa anymore.
Lisa Leslie. I can't even think of who that is.
Isn't that who you said? Who isn't that who you said it was? Who did you say LeBron James was going to beat in the points thing, and then they would make a big?
Oh, Lisa Leslie, I think. Yeah, I don't that's even what know. I said. Okay, yeah, I thought
you. Yeah, I can't remember who you said. But no more Caitlin Clarks. I got you.
Yeah. I thought you were referencing something from the naughty films you watch on the weekends, but never mind. Nope. Lisa Leslie, basketball player. Got it.
No, I don't think I know any more names these days of those people. Names, not important now. I think I cared about names back in my 20s with that stuff. But
all right, let's go with the Badgers. Smooth transition.
Well, no, you got one more on the observation about stealing pizzas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, way too easy to steal pizza from Domino's. I went to pick up a pizza at Domino's. So we never order delivery. We're just... Delivery
cheap.
Yeah, cheap. That is why. Okay. That is the reason. Because deliveries just got kind of expensive, but Domino's not so much. But anyways, we're like, if we live within like we're even bad. We'll probably drive 30 minutes to pick up food and drive 30 minutes back. I hate doing that. I would close our circle off to like 15 minutes. So a 30 minute at the most drive, but that's where this one was. But I went to pick up my Domino's pizza right today. And it was just like, all I had to do was like unhinge something. And they're like, just grab which one's yours. And that's all they said. Like, just look on the tag for your name. Like, they didn't like gatekeep it at all. It was just there to grab. So you can just walk in and grab pizza.
So Subway is similar to that, right? So they just put all their subs that are ordered in like this bin on the side. You could walk in, grab it, walk out, and like they're thinking you're grabbing the right sub. They have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
They don't have pictures. But here's the thing. Here's what another tip of the week. Just be a good human. Don't steal other people's pizza.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of like the trust system, but I did find it very
Feels weird, right?
Yeah, uneasy how easy it is to break. And I do order Subway online and pick it up. And the Subway I go to doesn't do that. Like, I need to ask. I guess I don't need to show ID, but like, I need to have the right name at least, you know?
Oh, yeah. So like, I want to say in Toma, like, it's just sitting in a box next to the...
Yeah, no.
It's not even by where the workers are either, right? Like, it's some, like, it's all the way down the line. That, like, it's not even or anywhere, like, that they're even there checking or nothing.
I DoorDash for a minute when I was in between orders, and that would be a very easy way to steal food, too. Like, the DoorDash stuff is just, like, sitting there with the name on it and ready to go. They just be like, oh, nice, free Chick-fil-A. All you need to do is get the little DoorDash bag, which I can give to you if you need it. And and you're good to go. You just pack those babies up and free Chick-fil-A.
There you go. All right. Jumping over to the Badgers now that we've talked about how not to be a villain in this world, right? Like, just let people order their pizza, pay for their pizza, and take their pizza. Their pizza. Don't take other people's pizza. You're ruining somebody's whole fucking day. Maybe their whole week. Now, on to the Badgers. All right, so Badgers played Indiana. They get a loss in this one. So the recap, we were a peacock block from this thing, so didn't really get to watch much of it. I didn't check out the highlights or nothing. I get discouraged on watching the highlights of the Badger games after I see that they have lost.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult for me to jump back into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough loss. Like, you can't lose to Indiana. I do think there was some crazy shit that ended up happening in the stadium. I can't remember if it was the men's or girls, but
yeah, they had a fire alarm or something like that, right?
Yeah. So I think that was kind of the big news that came out of there. But yeah, we're holding strong on allowing Peacock to block us, to get Peacock blocked. We're not buying Peacock for that.
I think that Pat loves that I came up with the term peacock blocked, and I didn't even steal this one.
Yeah,
I did not hear this someplace else.
That was good. So that was Mike's creative.
I did work on that for like a bit. Like, I wanted to know how to like actually say it right. So, but I think we got her down with a. Yep, we got peacock blocked from this game. Here's the strength of this. This is what is positive about this game. We're getting our losses out of the way so we can make a nice little tournament run here. Nice little, probably, I don't know, what does it take to win six? You got to win six games in a row?
Something like that. 64, 32, 16, 8, 4, 2.
I think that's it.
Six games. The way they're playing now, though, maybe we're going to have to be on the play-in game. Just losing.
Yeah, so seven games in a row, maybe.
Yeah,
they're
losing freaking everything.
We might have to win a few games in the tournament in the Big Ten tournament in order to get to the tournament, even at this point. Like, I don't know if there's any real chance of us falling out of it, but God, it looks bad right now.
Yeah, I always get confused by that. So they're 18 and 10 in total, 10 and 7. I don't know exactly what a Big Ten team has to do to be like, oh no, they're shoo-in, they'll be. But when we were talking to Kerry Blue Kevin, we were feeling like we were going to be a 4 or 5 seed, and we had to have slipped to not being like not being the higher seed in a game. Like maybe we're maybe if we are, it's like a 7 or an 8. Like,
at one point in the season, we were probably locked into a 2 seed when we were the number 6 team in the country.
Yeah, that did not last.
I mean, so a 2 or no, it did not. A 2 or a 3 seed, like a 3 seed at the worst. And now we're looking probably at like a somewhere between a 5 and a 10.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some by the numbers box score cherry picking here?
Sure. So,
Badgers only got to the free throw line 3 times in the game. So
that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
We're already getting fucked. It's the ref's fault.
Yeah. And the Hoosiers got to the line 15 times. So, and they went 10 of 15 for the line. Badgers went 2 of 3. Badgers shot 8 of 26 from 3. So 31%. Not very good. I think you want your shooting percentage above about 35. And if you're hitting 40, you're doing good. Indiana hit 43% of their threes, going 6 of 14 from out there. And then Indiana shot 61% from the floor, where the Badgers shot 43% from the floor. So if just looking at the numbers, I guess if you want to get the positive in there, like seeing a team get just beat in every aspect of the shooting portions of the game, they hung in there pretty tight for that one. I didn't see exactly when it slipped away from the Badgers, but it looked like it was pretty tight late. And there was some lead changes basically in the last 2 minutes of the game and slid away. So I guess I'll take that as a strength, is when stuff's not working good, you're still finding a way to be in the game at the end. So,
yeah. And so with that being said, we'll jump on over to the Illinois game, which they get another loss. And I didn't write down the exact score here. 91-83, maybe.
Yep.
But the Badgers popped up to an early lead, playing pretty well. And then about 7 or 8 minutes had left to go in the first half. They go on at like a 4 minute cold streak, 3-4 minute cold streak. Illinois scores 10 points during that run, and they get up and then never really look back. Right. So probably 4 minutes left in the first half. They go up 3 or 4, and it remains along those lines the whole rest of the way. They're up 8 to 2 points the whole way. Right. Like, never really trail again, maybe get tied 1 or 2 times, but really, for the most part, never fell behind. It did feel like Wisconsin had opportunities to come back in this game, and they just never completed any of those, never really got into it. They played one of the best teams with the country, and they stayed in that game. I think that that's a positive, right? The weakness is they're not doing enough to win games at home, and they're not winning enough to win games, period. I think when I watch this team, we need a little bit less AJ Store and a little bit more just flash from AJ Store. Right? So like sometimes he tries to do too much or try to be too flashy in certain spots, and it costs the team a little bit. I don't hate him. I like him a lot. I like the guy a lot, but like, at one point, I was thinking, this guy can't buy a bucket. And then all of a sudden, he goes on a little run. And then, again, like, struggles to make, like, kind of bunnies.
Yeah.
To some extent.
He gives himself some heat checks, too. I thought it was pretty funny. Like, they threw up this, like, just sick alley-oop. And, I mean, he didn't, like, slam it home. But like he like had to like contort his body in a weird, it was a super sick play. Like he's definitely
super athletic.
Yeah. Probably like one of the best athletes, if not the best athlete we've had since probably Orlando Tucker or something like that. Pretty sick. But yeah, it just makes this sick bucket. And then the next time down the floor, just jacks up an air ball. I was like, these aren't correlating. Like you did something like sweet right next to the rim. And then you're like, okay, I'm feeling it now. And then just tosses up an air ball.
And I saw him miss a couple of like, I don't want to call them bunnies because they were like contested, but
yeah, he was
right around the rim and just missing bucket. And I was like, God damn, he's got to hit that. Right. And
yeah, he was 4 of 12 from the field. He did get the line 3 times. So
was 5 of 6 at the free throw line. But yeah, that I was watching that game too, and it got to a point where it felt pretty helpless. Like it was just the Badgers couldn't do anything.
Illinois, they couldn't do enough to get over the hump, right? Like they just couldn't get there once they fell behind.
And I mean, this is indicative, another like kind of box score watching, but kind of noticing in the game too. I don't know how good their 3-point defense is, because I can't remember what I just said. Indiana shot from three, but Illinois shot 56% from three.
You said 41 or 43 for Indiana.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we got to lock down that 3-point perimeter shooting there, guys. This is college. They hit those things now.
Yeah, that Domsack for or Damask
maybe. Yeah. So he's a Wisconsin kid.
Yeah.
And then like
Marcus. He went off on us. Yeah, that was a miss. Not getting that guy on our team.
But I have never heard of anybody complain about that guy not being on this team until now. And he's a fifth year senior. So here's what my brother-in-law and I got into it a little bit about the Greg Gard stuff. And he said, well, I always felt like with Bo Ryan that we could be in the game. And like, I feel that way with Gard. And I think that that's just his youthfulness with Bo Ryan. Right. So because he was 20 when Bo Ryan was in, like, it just feels better. Like you have way more hope and optimism as a fan at 20 than you're going to do at 35, 36, 37. Right. So, I think that the reason I don't like Gard as much, and I probably don't either like him as much as Bo Ryan, is predominantly because I'm older and I see that, like, well, you fucked some stuff up here, where when I'm 20, I don't understand that nearly as much.
Yeah. And there was something special. I mean, I think there's something special about Gard as well, but Bo Ryan, I think, is, if you look back at it, he's going to go down as like an all-time great if you don't already have him in there. And just the way that 2015 or 14 team, the
15,
the, yeah, 15 team came together. It's going to be tough to beat. Like, Gard's got to go to the Final Four 2 years in a row, you know.
My personal opinion on that 2015 team is that they fell ass backward into that shit. So, like, he didn't want Decker. Decker was the secondary recruit coming out of that area of the state. So there was a shoot. Now I can't think of his name. He played for North Carolina. Shit.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the guy. Yeah. That's the guy that he wanted. That guy commits to North Carolina. Decker gets offered the scholarship to Wisconsin. This is the way I understand it, right? Like, so this could all be wrong. Decker ends up at Wisconsin, better player than this other guy. They're friends. They're like, those two guys like played on the same AAU team. Like, they're friendly, but like, Decker ends up being a better, probably college and pro player than this guy. And Kaminsky came in. He was tall and he couldn't play at all at Wisconsin, and they coached him into being this dude, which that makes that part of your deal, right?
Yeah.
And then I think Brust got hurt 1 year and developed, and that allowed, who's the other guard on that team that was allowed to develop, like, Painting? Because of that? No, that Brust and this other guy are like the same dude.
Yeah,
but I can't, like, they're the same type of player.
Yeah,
and those two both were allowed to develop, right? Because of that. And so, to some extent, I feel like if you get everybody you want, like, you don't run into that 2015 team either.
Yeah. I mean, you need a little bit of luck along the way, especially in college basketball,
team's great. And I'm so happy that it came together. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, we should have won a national championship in 2015. I think if we play that Duke team 15 times, we beat them probably 10 of those times.
Yeah. I mean, they should have beat them that night too. Yeah. So it's, Yeah, there's some second half mischief kind of felt like, but whatever. I'm not gonna blame the refs. We'd be setting a bad example after
Mike's, we can do it though.
Mike's kid blaming others for cheating. We blame Duke for cheating in that one. But I don't know about the Decker story, because my first sighting of Decker was the game where in the state tournament, so a state championship, whatever division he was, when he hit the game winning shot for Sheboygan. And my buddy, actually our Badgers expert, Kerry Blue Kevin, we were sitting in a bar together and he was like, that guy's coming to Wisconsin and he's going to be good. So I knew it early. I hadn't heard the story you just told, but I thought Decker was pretty well sought after. So that kind of blows my mind if they were like, we want another guy, but I guess we'll take Decker. Right. I know Marquette didn't recruit him. I've heard that come out of Decker's mouth, was like, he would have maybe considered going to Marquette, but they didn't recruit him.
Yeah. It's PJ or TJ Tomicato, I think.
Okay.
Is the guy.
And name, like, rings a bell.
That was just a rumor I heard, that like that guy committed to North Carolina and then Decker like gets the offer from Wisconsin. And I've heard of Bo Ryan doing that in the past. So there was a guy that played for Michigan State, and then there was a guy that played for Wisconsin. And basically he called, Bo Ryan called both of them. And like, honestly, going to Michigan State is not worse, right? That might actually at the time have been better. He calls both of them and he says, the first one to call me back is going to get the scholarship. First one that calls him back gets the scholarship. The other guy ends up at Michigan State. They both ended up being plus players. And I can't remember who it was. Could have been like a Trayvon Hughes or something like that. And then the other guy ended up being like a player at Michigan State. And they both started for
Draymond
Green. Opposing teams. Draymond Green would have changed. Like, he would have been a perfect Badger. Jesus.
Yeah.
That would have been great. That would have been. Yeah. I would have liked Draymond Green as a Badger.
All right. You ready to roll into some Bucks? We'll do the Bucks stuff pretty quick here, because
let's knock this off.
Yeah. The Bucks just absolutely they just took their belt off. They haven't put their belt back on, and they've been taking that belt and putting it on asses here lately. So I guess the Hornets come to town first, and we beat them 123-85. Just an ass whooping through and through. The Bucks outscored them every quarter, but the fourth quarter when the game was already out of hand. I'm not going to do the math right now to tell you how much they were up going into third quarter. But like I said, 123-85. Giannis goes off and does Giannis things, scores 24 points in this game. Lillard scores 23. And then the third guy that kind of stepped up and took the third scoring role that we usually need, Bobby Portis. So that was good to see that our bench played pretty well in this game. So that kind of addressed some of my concerns for the weaknesses of last week. If I'm doing strengths, weaknesses, they're all strengths this week. It's tough to look at what the Bucks did in this stretch that I'm going to be talking about and find too many weaknesses. I guess the biggest weaknesses has been the opponents. But we talked about that too, though. It's like, hey, Bucks play down to their opponents, but Dame's been D'ing up, so that's a big strength. Defense, huge strength. 3-point shooting has been great. They shot 40% from three in this game, 51% from the field, held the Hornets to 27% from three, and only 37% from the field. So we're going to go into the next game. They play the Hornets again. They beat the Hornets 111-99. So I think they're taking a lot of pride in holding teams to under 100 points, which has been pretty cool to see, because in the Bulls game that I'm going to be talking about next, they definitely were like pressing them a little bit when they didn't have to keep them under 100 points. So that's cool to see that they're taking pride in that, or on that end of the floor on that one. But the next time we play the Hornets, Giannis goes off for 24 again. Dame goes off for 17. Malik Beasley hits 19. goes 5-9 from three. Bucks shoot 41% from three. Again, did I just say that twice? That am I looking at the same damn?
Probably.
No, no, they shot 40 and then 41 from three. But just another all-around ass whooping where, yeah, the Bucks dominated pretty much the whole game. I took a huge lead into halftime and then kind of coasted from that one. They did get outscored in the third and the fourth, but wasn't anything of note. Once again, great defense from the Bucks, great three-point shooting. Everything that we put together seemed to be working against these lesser opponents. And then moving on to the Bulls game, a little bit of drama in this one. I can't remember what the big motherfucker's name that got all mad at. Shit. I was watching this too. He followed one of our guys hard. Because like in his defense, I got to have names when I'm doing this. Vucevic, big dude for the Bulls. Probably got a call missed on him and then went down the floor and just followed. I want to say it was, yeah, it was AJ Green. He followed super hard. Green gets right back up, but Bobby Portis was not happy about it. So a little bit of fighting, but I mean, that's about how entertaining the Bulls made it. They needed to get in a fight to make this game even somewhat entertaining.
I mean, that's what hockey does, I think, right? So like when they don't have entertainment games, they just fight each other and then it's
awkward. Yeah. So he did a good job of doing that. Giannis absolutely just goes off in this game and he goes 2-3 from three, but ends up with 46 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists. Just a Giannis game in that one. And then Pat Beverly, Chicago boy, back in town, he had a pretty good game and he goes 5-8, 2-5 from three, scores 14 points. So that's pretty damn good for Pat Beverly off the bench there. And Lillard gets 16 points. So Pat Bev was our third dude in that game. But Bucks are playing very well right now against bad opponents, yes. But they got some true tests coming up in the next week. So tomorrow they're going to be playing the Clippers, who are 37-20, 5-5 in their last 10 games at home. But then we head out to the West Coast and we play the Warriors, who are 8-2 in their last 10, the Lakers, who are 7-3 in their last 10. And then we finish it up with the Clippers again. So all teams over 500, all far away from home. So, well, Clippers are at home and then we're West Coast tripping it. Get ready to stay up for some late basketball, Patrick, because you're going to be staying up late watching. And these games are, I'm assuming, I guess I didn't look, that these are all going to be nationally broadcast games. They should be.
What I got up doesn't indicate one way or the other.
Yeah.
For none of them. So I don't know.
I get the first Clippers game is on NBA TV. I do get that. And then Warriors is on ESPN. Lakers is on ESPN. And I think the last Clippers game doesn't say it's on one, but I'm assuming it will be if it's Sunday. But whatever. I'll get to watch a lot of late basketball games at work. It's going to be a good week for me. So I'm looking forward to seeing if this run that we've been on since the All-Star break. So yeah, we haven't lost a game since the All-Star break. Beat a couple good teams in the Timberwolves and 76ers, and then just handled business everywhere else that we have had to do. So this Bucks team is making me feel good. We're running. I got a little bit of a theory that I don't know if I want to let out on the air, but I'm going to let it rip. I think I got it down because Kane and Kyle came on. We're triple tapping this now and said, Giannis does not set good picks for Dame, which I've been paying attention to. And Kyle's right that it does seem a little weird at some of the picks that Giannis tries to set for him. And maybe it's because like Giannis has always been the guy with the ball in his hands and hasn't really had to play that part of the game. But my theory is they have a super sick two-man game and they're just saving it for when they need it. So they're kind of throwing out a smoke screen right now. So
yeah, for sure.
Then when they need to change it up, we're good to go. So that's going to be my optimistic push about that. But that's all I have on the Bucks. Kind of spewing out. Didn't have much bad to say. This team's playing pretty fucking good right now, but I don't want to jinx them. So I'm knocking on wood. Surprised I didn't get a dog to bark right there.
Don't get the fairies, right? So you don't want the fairies coming out after you. So
nope. You got anything to add to this episode before we close it out? I think it might be a long one.
I think that we're good.
All right. Well, as always, we love you guys. We appreciate the support. Again, please like, subscribe, go out there. Also, if you got any tips or anything you want to see us do, we'll do it. We'll do anything for an extra listener. So Mike might show how to do just the tip of the day. So we could have that on. But Mike, what do you got for him?
If you're doubting the Brewers, the Badgers, the Bucks, or the Packers, you can eat our shorts. Roll it.
All them suckers that doubted the Packers can't eat my shorts. All them suckers that doubted the Packers can't eat my shorts.
Beat 'em.
All them suckers that doubted the Packers can't eat my shorts. Eat my shorts.